When a young man or a young woman nears the time or the week or the days of their high school graduation, they're mostly thinking of one big thing. And it starts with F. But there's other F that need to come before that F to make sure that you guys don't end up broke, without faith, or God forbid, dead. And those other F's are making sure that your choices, seniors, are financially good. You don't waste money. You're going to, and a lot of it, but don't. Physically good. College kids are incredibly unhealthy. Incredibly unhealthy in the name of fun. They're physically unhealthy. Even the best athletes, the greatest brains, very unhealthy people. It's terrible. But the most important one before we get to the final is faithfully. So, really easy. Three words. Financially, physically, and faithfully, you seniors, in a matter of days, weeks, or months, or years, make decisions to make sure that financially, physically, and faithfully, you're good. But you're going to be tempted by this voice. And that voice wants to tempt you with this final F. And that's freedom. Because that's the best part of graduating high school and leaving your home. Mom and dad are miles away. There's no more high school anymore. You have freedom to do what you want. But man, that's so wrong. That's not the voice of God. And I want it to make that simple for all of you. It's not the voice of God. The voice of God doesn't invite you to freedom. The voice of God invites you to love. And seniors, when you're tempted, and you will be, and you probably already have been, and it's not just about drinking and drugs and sex. There's way more fun to be had. Trust me. Don't just reduce it to those things. Because they're going to come and you're going to do it for the sake of experience. And God forbid your parents would support that because they did it. It's terrible parenting. Learn from mistakes. Live the gospel. You don't do things because your parents did them. Parents, no. The experience is so shallow then. But if financially and physically and faithfully you're making decisions, then freedom actually lives what it's supposed to be in your life, the way God intended it. But at the end of the day, when you go to bed in your dorm room or in your apartment or in your new house, or even those not leaving the house, in your current bedroom, when you go to bed, you have to ask yourself, is the flame that God gave to me at baptism still lit? Because there's going to be a lot of things that your parents don't know. And that's great. There's going to be a lot of things your siblings don't know you did. And that's great. And weirdly, there's going to be a lot of things you don't remember no doing. There's going to be a lot of things you do that you don't remember. But one person never forgets. And that one person always forgives. And that one person wants you to live a freedom not based upon doing whatever you want to do. Because it's so shallow. And the good parent will tell you that. Don't do it because it's shallow. I did it, but that doesn't mean you should do it. Or maybe I didn't do it and learn from me. It's so boring to live the college experience. It's dull. Because it's the same thing for every kid. Unless you want to become a saint. And saints chose the good physically, financially, and faithfully. I say those two things, financially and physically, because that really seems to harm current college kids. It's very relevant. They make terrible decisions financially and physically. And that's why I want to speak it from the pulpit, because it happens year after year after year. But of course Jesus wants you to be responsible financially, and of course he wants you to be responsible physically. But you can't have any of those responsibilities unless you're responsible faithfully. So, you graduate in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 days. Congratulations. And in just a few moments, your entire parish family will congratulate you. And I'm not going to say don't do this and don't do that. My voice won't always be there. Priest's voice won't always be there, because some of you will stop going to Mass because your parents will let you. But know that the friendship Jesus has with you will always be there. And he will always be there to help you live in true freedom. He'll be watching you at that party. He'll be watching in that dorm room. And that's not to weird you out or to make you fearful. If anything, seniors in the class of 2019, it should make you want him. Don't settle for what everybody else does. It's stinking boring. Do something different and be a saint. You're going to get made fun of. Who cares? You're not going to have as much fun. Who cares? What you're going to have is that flame that God gave to you at baptism by your good parents to make sure that you're taking steps closer to heaven. After graduation, you'll have a decision every single day. Am I going to make decisions in my life, financially, physically, and faithfully, that will increase that flame? Or am I going to make decisions physically, financially, and faithfully that will extinguish that flame? Please know and never forget, whether you move across the street or 1,000 miles away, that flame is going with you if it's up to him. Jesus today in the gospel tells us to love one another. We can't do that unless Jesus is constantly living in our lives. Go to Sunday Mass, easy. Go to confession every 6 weeks, easy. Pray every day, easy. It's the decisions you make that will either help that flame or extinguish it. Now look at the flame. Or think of a campfire. Or think of a living room fire in December, or this weekend in May. Flames are captivating, aren't they? They consume you. They're fun to watch. Look at them. I could sit on a campfire for hours. That same consumption and that same captivation is the same, but infinitely more, the love God has for you. And then he looks to you for. Seniors, he's in love with you. And wherever you're at in your faith, if this is the first time you're at Mass in a year because you have to be here, or if you were at Mass just yesterday or the day before, wherever you're at, don't forget that there's a man in heaven named Jesus who's in love with you. And he wants that love to spread. No matter where your life takes you, make sure you respond every single day with the same love he has for you. Congratulations. You're going to graduate high school. But make sure that flame stays lit in your hearts.